the humanity of medicine, really. Even as a kid, I realised that it brought one into quite close contact with other people, and quite often people in distress, people in trouble, and that one could sometimes do something for them. Sounds awfully spiritual and goody-goody for a kid, but that's the way it was.
So how did you set about becoming a doctor?
Well, after I finished school, it was in the later war years, and I had then, I suppose, one of my more difficult crises de conscience, and I still have it, I have to say. Should I have then gone into the army and fought for the things that I believed in? I mean, I was certainly not out of peril where I was in London, which was, of course, at that time, the recipient of an awful lot of aerial bombardment and attack and so on. So I really wondered for a long time about that, but then was persuaded that the right thing to do was to go into become a medical student and help. So I became a medical student and applied for places at St. Mary's Hospital, where I was interviewed by none less than Mr. Churchill's physician, Lord Morand, who then was, I think, Sir Charles, hadn't yet been ennobled, but was the dean and was a one-man interviewing committee. I mean, they didn't bother in those days with large committees and getting cross-section of opinion and so on. It was just what the dean thought. And he asked me two or three questions. Did I play rugby football? And I said, no, as a matter of fact, I played soccer. And that was one down for me at St. Mary's. But then I said, but I do swim. And I was schoolboy champion of London just before the war. Ah, he said, okay, I was in. I don't think it was entirely a matter of sporting activity, but I'm sure that didn't do any harm. And came into St. Mary's at a time when it was really quite an exciting place. And I remember my teachers extremely well, and they were really quite inspirational and made a lot of difference to the sort of things I did. I was very soon exposed to what you might call a sort of experimental attitude to medicine, a scientific attitude to medicine, rather than a sort of classical gold-headed cane approach to medicine. And the person who I think influenced me most of all, in fact I'm sure did, during my student years, was